My name is Scooter, welcoming you to The Inner Side. And this week's program is going to focus a lot on other media, things from other media, for reasons I will explain shortly. In that spirit, I'd like to share something that I heard on The Daily Show last week. It's that real news program they have on television. I watch it online because we don't have cable, because we have children, so. The author Kurt Vonnegut was a guest on the program last week, and he had something very interesting to say in reference to our nation-building adventures in the Middle East. So I would like to share that with you in paraphrase right now. Mr. Vonnegut said, if we are going to export U.S.-style democracy to Iraq, it's a long process and we're going to have to be careful to follow up. We have to make sure that in 100 years from now, they free their slaves. And in 150 years from now, they allow their women to vote. But as far as ethnic cleansing and widespread genocide, they're probably going to have to get a little busier if they're going to emulate U.S.-style democracy. Kurt Vonnegut from the TV set, of all places, opining on the Baghdad Tea Party. Did I mention that The Inner Side is produced in Houston, Texas? That's right, we're the city right up the street from Hurricane Rita. And if all goes the way that things seem to be going lately, we'll be the next large urban area to be slapped by a major hurricane. It's not global warming, though. Nope. And I don't know if you know anything about Houston, but Houston does not need to be hit by a hurricane to flood. This place floods all the time, which is one of the reasons you can't have subways here. This place goes underwater when there are hurricanes in Mexico. Fortunately, we have the city of Galveston to soften the blow somewhat. Galveston is the other U.S. city that's below sea level and has a levee. So even the people around here that really hate their jobs are not looking forward to this weekend. And of course, they're hustling big time to get all of the Gulf Coast evacuees out of the stadiums. And some people around here who have grown cynical, for good reason, have expressed the opinion that the folks doing the relief effort here in Houston are using this as an excuse to throw those people out on the street. For the time being, I'm not going to go along with that one yet. We'll watch, and I'll let you know. And I have several reasons. Now, the first one is somewhat incidental, and that would involve putting myself in the shoes of these evacuees, because as I just suggested, if a Category 3 hurricane hits anywhere near Houston, you cannot trust any of these buildings around here not to flood. I can't accurately report how many times the Astrodome's been underwater since it was built. I don't know. But I do know one thing. If I had just survived the Superdome, I don't think I would want to be sitting in the Astrodome for a hurricane. I mean, you know, think about it. Also, as of the recording of this program, which is September 20th, so far I'm not aware of any evacuees actually being turned out onto the street yet. Something else to keep our eye on. Now, there's a reason why Houston has been able to pull off such a large-scale humanitarian effort without any glaring black eyes so far. And it's a weird reason. The Houston area is one of these sprawls, but unlike any city I've ever lived in or even driven through, there's something very bizarre about Houston real estate behavior. They will build a large shopping mall with department stores and supermarkets and strips and, you know, acres and acres. large corporate businesses will move in and fold in 2 years. So now you have this huge abandoned shopping mall. So what do? They build another shopping mall exactly like it, right across the street. Then all the businesses that just folded 100 yards away move across the street and try it again. So you have these huge complexes just abandoned everywhere. And they do the same thing with the housing market. They build these monstrous 1,000-unit apartment complexes, just plop one down every couple weeks, and then spend 2 years trying to rent it out. I mean, where do they think all these people are going to come from? This is Houston. I mean, can you read a thermometer? I mean, I guess you could come in from Mississippi or Alabama, and that might be a step up the rung in standard of living. I think it's Molly Ivins that says, "Thank God for Mississippi." Otherwise, Texas would rank 50 in educational systems. Mississippi happens to hold that honor. Texas is 49. So if you detect any deficits in my vocabulary or articulation, hey, it's not my fault. Just blame Jim Bowie Elementary School in Midland, Texas. That's who learned me how to talk my words. Okay, where was we? I digressed there for a minute. We were talking about Houston peculiarities, where it seems there's some sort of principle of rapacious, out-of-control capitalism going on here, where there's empty stuff all over the place, but you just keep building more. I've never been able to wrap my head around it. Maybe they're just stupid. We are number 49, after all. But because of these strange practices, Houston happens to be a somewhat ideal community for absorbing 300,000 plus people. So here's the downside. Houston, like New Orleans, is pretty much built on a swamp. And when you take a swamp and continue to pour concrete and pavement over it, in a tropical climate where it rains quite a bit, the flooding just gets worse and worse. So for instance, a quarter mile from here, they just finished 500-unit apartments. I guess about 3 weeks ago, they finished the last one out. The entire complex is now full of folks from New Orleans. Unfortunately, the last time it flooded here, about 6 years ago, the lot where those apartments are built was under 7 feet of water. So it looks like the Gulf Coast is really having a hard time getting a break right now. Not looking forward to this weekend.
Get more Tuesday, Wednesday making its way into Thursday, finally moving on down towards Friday, right into the early part of next week. Notice that we've got a slightly more concentrated area of southeast as that northwest begins to lift a little farther northward across the southeast, right back into the southwest, in the Midwest and the northeast.
I see the hurricane took us out. We in Ace Town. Check me with a diva, sexier than Trina. Hoodie up, Tim Boots, Hefty and Nina. Wrist got me looking like Rusty in the Beamer. Black ice, like I left some Pepsi in the freezer.
What's up with you, man?
Nothing. I mean, come on. I mean, How did you get here?
How we walked.
Same old.
No. Oh, man, I find that hard to believe.
Yeah, me sleeping under a bridge like I'm a bum.
Well, you know, if you hang around here long enough, you'll be sleeping under a bridge again.
Ooh, nah, me think I'm going to do it big.
So, everybody here is from New Orleans?
Say it right.
Put the seven on. Like toothpaste palm over my forearm so I can shoot straight. I'm about to make it hard to eat like toothpaste. My flow dope like I go in the booth and shoot bass. Deuce escape in the coupe great. I'm not broke. I cop coke by the suitcase. I'm about to cop the convertible crib like iced teas. And that's ice on your sleep. That's night cheese. I spend 100 G's a year on white tea.
Oh, you could be scaring the hell out of all these white people in Houston. I mean, you can't be bringing on these gangsters. Yeah, I mean, we don't know nothing about that here. We don't know nothing about it here.
It's a black thing.
Look, I'm kind of nice. You can with a blam though. You be looking like Rocky if you play like Rambo. I'm quite looking like Rocky when I hop out the Lambo. Bezel in the band, whoa, rock on his hand blow. I'm like too short, pimping these hoes. I've been the best that I've been in the flow since hoes.
I'm fresh to death.
Like a million bucks, my Benz I picked up and I seen it.
Come on.
I ain't playing with them niggas that be getting me blood. I can network you and still to get touched. That's what you mean.
Oh, see now.
Look, check it out. Chilling in the coat in my money tree boy stand.
My hoodie on and my gun in my pants.
With my burn in my hand.
Nigga
told
that boy he dropped his brain.
I keep my gun in my drawers. Chilling.
I understand your frustration, and I'm doing everything that I can. Friends, this is a bad week for a funny show. I'm not much of a believer, friends. I don't believe in invisible monsters, because they told me not to believe in them. But this last weekend, I found myself praying nonetheless.
Bright and gay, so white.
So white, dear friends. As the AP Associated Press was saying, white people find things and black people loot things in emergencies. Where's my background music? You know Homeland Security guy, Chertsov? That jack off said he didn't even know all kinds of things he didn't know. Stuff that even I knew about the security of our homeland.
He thought the eye of the hurricane was so heavily smudged with mascara that there was no chance it would ever reach the reckoning of number 5, which is, you know, like 11 on an amplifier.
This whole thing was totally botched. I mean, such a slow response. The price of gas waited 2 days after the storm to jump to over $3 a gallon.
Now, wait a minute, Stanger.
Now, that's ridiculously slow. What kind of a country is this?
Stang, you're thinking very, very crudely. You're not getting the finer points of this.
Hey, FEMA is opening a restaurant chain.
FEMA.
FEMA, that you drive up to the window and place your order, and 72 hours later, it's ready.
People are dying. They don't have homes. They don't have jobs. The city of New Orleans will never be the same. Now get off your asses and let's do something. And let's fix the biggest goddamn crisis in the history of this country.
Does it gotta come down to this? In order to see things for what they are, for what it is. We still might not be free up in this piece or treated very equally as far as I can see. Now if you saw what I saw and see what I see on that TV, it led me to write this song after talking to my father. But the anger in this song seemed to write his damn self. Hell no, we ain't all right.
What is your boy, son of a bushman? Nerdin'.
It's simple, it's racial.
Now all these press conferences, breaking news alert, this just in. While your government looks for a war to win. Blame for the blame game, names where I begin.
Walls closing and get some help to my kin. Who cares? While the rest of the Bush Nation stands as the drama unfolds as we the people under the stands. 50% of this son of a Bush Nation is like hating on Haiti and setting up assassinations. Ask Pat Robertson, quiz him.
Smells like terrorism.
Racism in the news, still one-sided views. Saying white's fine food. Pray for the National Guard who be ready to shoot. Because they be saying us blacks loot. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no,
we ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no,
we ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no,
we ain't alright. New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night.
Hell no.
Damn.
You know, we've been talking about this roadblock set up on a bridge by the Gretna Police Department. Gretna is one of the communities that's right across the Mississippi River from New Orleans. Now, when I heard this, silly me, I thought this was one of the most significant, if not the most significant detail in all of the controversy surrounding this disaster, that the people of New Orleans were not allowed to leave on foot. And that justifiably so, all hell was going to break loose at some point. And then on Thursday, September 15th, I was watching a three-hour special with Ted Kopout and his assorted, you know, news pundits covering the Katrina disaster. And they went through the timeline and quite matter-of-factly went over the details in a very, you know, news like this happened, then this happened, and so forth. And at only one point did I hear Koppel use a qualifier, and it was in reference to the Gretna roadblock. Koppel said there were even some reports of armed guards on the bridge. Now, that's pretty interesting. Some reports. Pretty interesting that they would qualify the only sentence dedicated to this part of the story in 3 hours, especially since United Press International confirmed this as a fact on September 9th, 6 days before this broadcast. Quote, "We shut down the bridge," unquote. Arthur Lawson, chief of the city of Gretna Police Department, confirmed to United Press International. Even Fox News Network got so caught up in the story, they forgot their political agenda. They reported the roadblock. This is Geraldo reporting from the Superdome on Sean Hannity's show.
None of the people are there. Look at this. Look at this little baby. There's so many little babies. Can I? Here. Tell me, how old is this baby?
He's 15 months.
15 months. Okay. Here's a. I got a baby. You know I have a baby. And you see, there are so many babies here. It's just not. I mean, it's not. You know, I. It's not a question of objectivity. It's a question of reality. This is the. You. How do you? I don't know, man. I don't let them walk out of here. Let them walk the hell out of here. Let them get on that interstate and walk out, walk someplace, walk to the Walmart on the other side of the river, walk to some other town, walk someplace where you can help them. All you got here is thousands and thousands of people who have desperate, desperate needs 6 days later. These people in the same clothes. Where do you think they're going to the bathroom? They don't wash their hands. They don't wash their face. These babies. What the hell? It's.
All right, Geraldo, hang on right there. Chef, we go back to Shepard. Smith is also in New Orleans. Shepard.
They won't let them walk out of there because I'm standing right above that convention center. And what they've done is they've locked them in there. The government said, you go here and you'll get help. Or you go in that Superdome and you'll get help. And they didn't get help. They got locked in there and they watched people starving and they watched elderly people not get any medicine over and over every day. And you know what they're doing now? They have set up a checkpoint at the bottom of this bridge. This is the bridge that takes you from New Orleans over into Gretna, from Orleans Parish into Jefferson's Parish. It's the only way out. It's the connection to the rest of the world. And they've set up a checkpoint, and anyone who walks up out of that city now is turned around. You are not allowed to go to Gretna, Louisiana from New Orleans, Louisiana. Over there, there's hope. Over there, there's electricity. Over there, there's food and water. But you cannot go from there
to
there.
I think
the government will not allow you to do it. It's a fact.
I want to get some perspective here, because earlier today, the images were...
That is perspective.
Hang on a second.
That is all the perspective you need.
Actually, I think we could use a little bit more perspective, like the perspective of people being turned away with gunfire.
Gretna police shot at us instead of get away, you cannot come on the bridge.
This bridge goes across the Mississippi River to a town called Gretna in neighboring Jefferson Parish. The entire region across the river is called the West Bank. Debbie Zielinski, a 24-year-old sales agent from Boston, was another guest at the Monteleone. She'd been on vacation in New Orleans with a group of five, her friends Sharon and Rashida, Rashida's mother and 13-year-old brother, and Rashida's brother's 15-year-old friend.
The cops were just firing into the air to get people back. They had guns pointed in people's faces, telling them to get back down or they will shoot you.
And what was your thinking at that moment? What did you make of that? What were you thinking?
I thought, I'm never getting out of here. If I am getting out of here, it's not going to be alive.
And how did it just sounds so crazy to me that there's like a bunch of tired people trying to walk out of a city and people are shooting at them. Did it just seem insane to you, or what I mean?
It did. I mean, here you have a 6-lane highway bridge, and there's barely any traffic going out, and you won't let pedestrians cross it. Why?
What did I really think, or do you want? Okay.
Yeah, what did you really think?
What I thought was, are they serious? They must be mistaken. They cannot be shooting at a group of desperate ass people. But apparently they were serious. But we were so desperate. We know we got to get out of here. This is our only way out. We can't go to the Superdome. We can't go to the convention center. We are scared to death of all the for our lives and for the people around us lives.
Now you have to look at a map of New Orleans. And when you do, you can see that this bridge that they're talking about is 6 blocks from the Superdome, and it hits land in New Orleans right at the spot of the convention center.
Why didn't people just walk away? That's what I don't understand.
Couldn't we weren't just allowed. The police, people kept trying to go up the bridge so they can go to Algiers,
mm-hmm.
and they'd be turned away, and they'd be sent back down.
And literally, they would just, like, go a couple streets away and somebody would send them back?
They'd go up the bridge.
Right.
To go across to the West Bank where it was dry.
Right.
And lights were on, you know, and the National Guard was up there with guns. They turned them back with guns, and the governor gave orders to shoot to kill. You couldn't get through them.
Yeah.
So people would go up the bridge. Every time they lined us up for the buses, and the buses wouldn't come, people in groups would go up the bridge trying to get across the river. People who had family across the river couldn't get across the river. They were not letting us out of there. They wasn't letting nobody in. So we were trapped. I can't even express it.
Yeah, now we're getting some perspective on why Ted Koppel and his little band of haircuts at ABC News don't want to talk about this. And why mainstream news just forgot all about this. Why? Because, well, it's not racist. It's not. Racist doesn't cover it. It starts at racism and goes from there. This is criminal. These are crimes against humanity. These are crimes against United States citizens. This isn't a simple matter of bad judgment by some stupid jarhead redneck pig. This is cold, calculated, premeditated murder. And Chief Arthur Lawson and his Gretna goons owe the people of New Orleans and the people of Louisiana 20 years in that stinking Angola prison. Yeah, I could see why people want to forget this. I'm old enough to remember the last roadblock on a bridge down around those parts in Selma, Alabama, and Bull Connors used police dogs and fire hoses on those people. And these guys are firing live ammunition. Those attacks on those people in Selma, Alabama, you know, you've seen the films. That's humanitarian compared to this. I mean, when Bull Connors is a humanitarian,
yo, what?
Fill in the blank.
New Orleans in the morning, afternoon, and night. Hell no. We ain't all right. Mississippi in the morning, afternoon, and night. Hell no. We ain't all right. Alabama in the morning, afternoon, and night. Hell no. We ain't all right. USA in the morning.
One love, coming from Public Enemy. Number one, y'all. Public Enemy 2005. Public Enemy 2006. Public Enemy 2007.
Let me tell y'all something. All of our hearts is out there with y'all, you know what I'm saying? And we sending trucks, we sending boats, boxes of cans of soup and everything, clothes and all of that, shoes. We donating everything to y'all, you know what I'm saying? Don't worry, y'all ain't by yourself. You need to know that.
Okay, man, I got to get out of here. We got Hurricane Rita knocking at the door, and they're boarding this town up. There might be somebody interviewing me next week after I wash up in San Antonio. Actually, I'd rather wash up in Austin. And if we've learned anything from the tragedy in New Orleans, I need to stock up on plenty of food, fresh water, and maybe some ammunition in case I end up having to walk out over a bridge. My name is Scooter, and you've been listening to The Inner Side, where you've been hearing from Public Enemy, Fox News Network, interview clips from This American Life. You can hear that entire program online at thislife.org. Highly recommended. Also, Ivan Stang and Lonesome Cowboy Dave from the Subgenius Hour of Slack, number 1011. Some Louisiana folks recorded at the Astrodome. Kate Smith did America the Beautiful. And I'm going to leave you all with some Michael Franti. Stay human. See you all next week. Maybe. I hope.
Yes. You feeling the vibes, though? Can I get a little soul clapping here, y'all? That's right. You need to warm it up, y'all. Check this out, y'all. See, starvation is a creation of the devil, a rebel. I'm bringing food to the people like a widow, bringing flowers to a grave in the middle of the city. Isolation is a riddle. To be surrounded by a million other people, but feel alone like a tree in the desert, dried up like the skin of a lizard, but full of color like the spots of a leopard. Drum and bass pull me in like a shepherd, scratch my itch like a needle on a record. Full of life like a man gone to Mecca, sky high like an eagle up soaring. I speak low but I'm like a lion roaring, baritone like a Robeson recording. I'm giving thanks for being human every morning, morning, morning. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom, bap. Can I hear it once again? Say boom, bap. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend, every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of boom. Can I hear it once again? Say boom. Tell your neighbor, tell a friend, every flower got a right to be blooming. Be resistant the negativity, we keep it at a distance. Call for backup and I'll give you some assistance. Like a lifesaver deep in the ocean, stay afloat here upon the funky motion. Rock and roll upon the waves of the season. Hold your breath and you're underwater breathing. To be rhyming without a real reason is to claim but not to practice a religion. If television is the drug of the nation, satellite is immaculate reception. Beaming in, they can look and they can listen. So you see, don't believe in the system to legalize you or give you your freedom. You want rights? Ask them, they'll read them. But every flower got a right to be blooming. Stay human. Because the streets are alive with the sound of. Can I hear it once again? Say, tell your neighbor, tell a friend, every box got a right to be booming. Because the streets are alive with the sound of. Can I hear it once again? Say, tell your neighbor, tell a friend, every flower got a right to be blooming. Yeah, stay human. Give me some guitar, Dave.